You'd be excused for feeling a little bit of whiplash if you were watching the opening hours of the 115th Congress. On Monday night, House Republicans voted privately to put the independent Office of Congressional Ethics under the House Ethics Committee, which they control. And that made it look like lawmakers might essentially be policing their own ethics. By the next day, none other than President-elect Donald Trump joined critics of this move, and very quickly, House Republicans reversed themselves. Let's talk with someone who is involved in all of this. It's Representative Charlie Dent, Republican of Pennsylvania. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning, David. Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. I know the opening of Congress is a busy time for you. So you're former chairman of the House Ethics Committee. You know a lot about how this all worked. You voted against this move. Why?
Yeah, on Monday evening, I mentioned to the Republican conference that there were some challenges with this, and I cautioned the members about the ambiguity of one provision of the amendment in particular. That caused me some consternation.
What was that?
It was the one that dealt with that the Office of, basically the Office of Congressional Ethics would be subject to oversight by the Committee on Ethics.
Which would make it look like lawmakers basically handling their own policing of ethics.
Well, we do handle our own policing, to be perfectly candid. And I think there is a lot of confusion about what the Office of Congressional Ethics does. It's an entity that can receive complaints from the public or anybody about members of Congress or staff. And what they do then is they can, you know, review the matter within certain timelines and then refer the matter to the House Ethics Committee, of which I had been chair.
Mm-hmm.
And they can only ask for two things. They can say that matter should either, they can recommend it, that the matter be further reviewed or dismissed. That's all they can do. They cannot sanction anyone. Only the Committee on Ethics can do that, and members of Congress. Now, that said, I caution members about this amendment, particularly that one provision. That, you know, it was unclear, it was ambiguous, it could have, and I wasn't sure what the intent was, and more importantly, I don't know how it would have been implemented, you know, basically based on what I read in the amendment.
And it didn't look that good either. I mean,
well, yeah,
that
there's
part
the perception,
concern?
Too. It looks like, you know, the perception was that, you know, that Congress was taking over the Office of Congressional Ethics.
Well, what were your colleagues thinking? I mean, even if you say you don't know their motive necessarily, what were they telling you?
Certainly know what the motive was. There are members of Congress who felt that that office, you know, wasn't always treating them fairly, and they wanted that they felt that the only members of Congress should be dealing with their ethical situations. In fact, the Senate has no similar entity. Just so you're aware of that, the Senate has no outside organization that takes complaints and then filters them and then sends them over to the Senate Ethics Committee. This is only a House phenomenon.
Yeah, both parties in the House when this was created sort of celebrated that they were taking a good move to deal with this.
Well, there was some celebration to be sure. There are also those on both sides who are critical, and you know there are other changes in that amendment. I should note that were, I'll say, more procedural.
Mm-hmm.
One of the changes would have given the Office of Congressional Ethics more time to complete what they called a preliminary review. They would give them more time to complete a second phase review, so they would have gotten an additional, you know, 30 days to 60 days.
If I may, we don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
I want to move to President-elect
sure.
Trump. How big a deal was his criticism yesterday when the party members got together and decided to reverse this?
I thought it was a factor. I won't say it was the determining factor. I felt that the leaders, Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy in particular, both felt that they didn't want to start off this Congress, you know, on an ethical issue like this. I really felt that they wanted to focus on more substantive policy matters and that this would be a terrible distraction. And they're right.
And also maybe look like you were sort of having a difference with a Republican White House, a soon-to-be Republican White House.
Yeah,
right?
That too. There's no question. I think it had an impact, but I don't think it was the deciding impact. I really do think it was the speaker and the leader wanting to, you know, start the year off on a clean slate without this kind of a distraction. I think the tweet had an impact, but that wasn't the determining factor.
Let me just ask you about Paul Ryan. From the outside, doesn't look like the best day for him. He did not want this move. Then he sort of seemed like he was defending it, trying to back up members of the party. But then the president sends this tweet, and basically the party backs away. I mean, is that a problem at a time when all of you in Congress and this party are going to at times have to, you know, potentially stick up to this White House?
Well, look, I've said all along, there are going to be days when we will agree with Donald Trump and we will help him and support him in those efforts. And there are going to be days where we disagree with him. And on those days where we disagree with him, you know, we have to certainly demonstrate that we can check him when we must.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said, you know, we're members of Congress. We're not potted plants. There are separations of powers, and there are going to be days where we disagree with the executive branch, and that's not something that we should be too concerned with. I mean, there'll be areas of agreement. You know, I think a lot of us do want to work with them on tax reform and maybe an infrastructure program.
Okay.
There may be differences on some other issues, perhaps on Russia and other areas of foreign policy.
We'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. Congressman Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania, thanks so much.
Thank you, David. All right.